Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
I haven't really thought a ton because I haven't heard anything. Once hearing something, then I'll think about it. As long as I get through the season healthy, you know, reevaluate.
All right, there you go. That was Garrett Crochet when I went up to him, man. Asked him if he was going to play for Team USA in the upcoming WBC next year. Obviously non-committal. And really, I wasn't surprised because he wants to get through his second full year as a starting pitcher. Really the first full year without restrictions, see where he's at, and then go from there. Obviously also with a new team. So there's a lot of boxes to check off when it comes to Crochet, but you can dare to dream, right? As we've talked about with Sean Spradling and WBC Central, the preeminent WBC expert and our guy that we go to, Team USA, really sort of the missing link in overcoming a lot of these other teams, especially Team Japan, is they have commitments from the stars except for the starting pitchers. But that might be changing. You're talking about guys potentially playing, such as Paul Skeens, Derek Skubal, Zach Wheeler. Other candidates, Hunter Green, Crochet, Logan Gilbert, Logan Webb, maybe Chris Sale, Cole Reagans, Corbin Burns. You know, so that is a difference maker. That is different where you had a lot of veteran guys, but you didn't necessarily have these star starting pitchers like Team Japan. Like Team Japan was, I mean, those were the best of the best when it came to that country's pitchers across the board. And they were going to play. They were absolutely going to play. Is that going to change? It's heating up. I mean, the conversation is heating up. I get it. It's a ways away. The final for next year, the final game for WBC is March 17th, 2026. But that doesn't mean we can't have this conversation because we already had it with, obviously, Aaron Judge being the captain. So, got Crochet's take. Here is my conversation I had with Sean Spradling about a week or so ago on Baseball's and Boring. Always a good time with Sean. And we talked about this exact subject. All right, here you go. Here's Sean.
The biggest question, and this could be its own pod.
Are you going to say something that rhymes with means?
No. Well, yeah, that's good. I would just – any pitching, honestly – starting with something that rhymes with means, if we could get Skeens, that's game over. But I'm just at this point, I just want a top of the line starter. Like last WBC, we almost had a Kershaw and a Logan Webb. Neither of them could play for insurance and free agent reasons. But we just need one guy. Like
Who's the guy you want? Paul Skeens, obviously, but besides Paul Skeens.
Well, I mean, Paul Skeens played for Air Force. The only time he tweets every year is to send his charity to the veterans. Like, I would be very surprised if he doesn't have interest in playing. But other than Skeens, Skubal would be awesome to see.
Yeah.
Tarek Skubal, Garrett Crochet, Zach Wheeler, if we want to go with more of a, like, veteran arms. If we want to go with someone young, a Cole Reagans. Anybody in the Mariners rotation?
Who was the main starters last time around? Who were they? Adam Wainwright.
Yeah. Miles Michaelis.
That's right. That's another name I saw.
Yeah, Michaelis. He just retired. Lance Lynn.
That's another one. And you know, it's just like you're. And that's what I'm reminded of. That's the next level. That's the next frontier. Finding those guys. I mean, they had some pretty decent relievers, I want to say.
Oh, Yeah, Devin Jason Williams, Adam, Ryan Pressly at the time was great. Yeah, Jason Adam. Yeah. So, but the starters, it's just, I think that it's almost like I'm seeing the WBC level up each year. In 2017, there was a barrier for American fans. It's like, well, the U.S. hasn't won yet, and they haven't really competed for a championship, so why care? They won in 2017. That got a lot of people on board. And then in 2023, it was like, we don't see a lot of our stars play. You saw Trout, you saw Mookie, you saw everyone come out on the offense. And then people fell in love with that team. The next level up now is the pitching. We need to figure out how to do the pitching, whether it's an insurance issue or what. Like, it's got to happen if we want this tournament to level up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I remember talking to David Robertson about that, about how he thought that they did a much better job with the pitchers of ramping it up, of figuring out that dynamic. And I always used to, Sean, I always used to do the exercise after WBCs when I was a hater on it, about the pitchers, like how they all fell apart in the season. And you know what? They did. It was a fact. They fell apart. But I do feel like I'm hearing what guys like Robertson are talking about, which is they're doing a much better job of saying, this is how we're going to ramp up. This is how we're going to do it. Yeah.
<I don't know>. Something like that. No, yeah, but all that to say, like, it's not even pitchers don't play in the WBC. It's American pitchers aren't participating. So there's some disconnect that, I don't know, we're going to have to figure out.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.